Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bert Folsom. BertFolsom.com. Please check out that website. Also, find his books. Go to Amazon and type in Bert Folsom, and you'll find the array of outstanding books that he's written. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you get to know what Bert has had to say and what he has to say. Bert, thanks again for being here. Hillsdale.edu, right? That's your college.
Right. www.hillsdale.edu. We take no federal aid.
Zero. They get to do what
and
they want.
Zero state aid. No state aid. The state of Michigan. State aid either.
That means they get to do whatever they want. I like that. That's the reason I became a small business owner. Hey, Bert, you're a presidential historian.
Yes.
How do you think
the American presidency?
I know. How do you think history will treat Donald Trump?
He's been a complete surprise to me. He's done so much that's so new that I haven't seen before, but the last campaign and his presidential election was just startling to me. And I thought he would be ruined early. He wasn't. He carved out a base very intelligently. He led in the polls constantly, almost in every poll from the beginning of the time he announced his candidacy. He led the Republican Party. He pulled the upset in the general election. There's a lot more to him than a lot of people think. This is an incredible campaign he ran, and I'm increasingly impressed by him, even though he makes mistakes. But, I mean, for goodness sakes, everybody makes mistakes.
Some of his mistakes are self-inflicted and very,
yeah,
very,
they are.
Very troubling for people who want to support him. But I think his detractors disregard him at their own peril.
And they don't seem to learn from that. I think he has a learning curve, and I'm not sure his critics do. So that'll be interesting, if that's correct, to see how that plays out over the next several years.
Well, he kind of had a house full of disparate interests there on the early part of his White House occupation. And now I think he's got the new chief of staff who's a serious guy. I think that made, if he allows that man to do his job, I think that could be the single most important decision he made. What do you think?
Perhaps I think he needs a breakthrough of some kind. I think we can get tax reform. We didn't get the health care reform.
But he,
I think we can. We get those breakthroughs, we'll see a tremendous economic.
But now you've lurched to the problem that America has. It's not just a Trump problem. We've got a dysfunctional Congress. We've got a Democrat Party that's completely given over to the left, the far left, basically. There are no blue dog Democrats left. We've got a Republican Party at war with itself. And therefore, part of the problem in the swamp.
Well, and he's got a problem that 97% of the people in the Justice Department who made contributions supported Hillary.
That's right. That's
and 99%
right.
were at state. Well, when you have that, you have what we're now calling the deep state.
The deep state. That's right.
And that's making his job harder and difficult
but,
to overcome.
But let me tell you something. The statistics you just gave, Bert, are a problem for America, regardless of who's president.
Right, except the Democratic Party would use those statistics to their advantage.
Which, in my opinion, is part of the problem for America, for any party. I wouldn't want, and just to make sure people understand this, I wouldn't want those kind of numbers for the Republican Party.
Right. How about cut government in half and have it split 50-50?
Well, you know,
we got
a swamp. We do have a swamp up there, Bert. And
yep.
and every day I'm reminded of what my history professor, the first hour I was in college, I took a Western Civ class. The first hour I stepped into a college classroom, Professor Charles Geiser said, There's not a nickel's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. I thought he was crazy. Now I know he was right. That was a long time ago.
Unfortunately, I would say this, that there's not a nickel's worth of difference between many Republicans and Democrats, but there is a difference between some.
The point he's making is in their self-interest.
Right, but it wouldn't make the implication of that is that it makes no difference which one we put in.
But in terms of their self-interest, the elite Republicans, in my opinion, are no better than a Democrat.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always a pleasure. Come back soon.
Yeah.
Dr. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, please check out his website, bertfolsom.com, and check out his books on Amazon, and you'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.